When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, and all that good stuff in between. Sometimes anime is somehow sprinkled in, or Genshin, because that's what has happened in the past couple episodes. Shout out to Felix and Bang Chan.
Yep.
But this episode, we will be going over a few comebacks that are coming up. There's a lot of hype stuff going on in the world of K-pop that's going on. That includes Seventeen, of course. That includes Le Sserafim, NewJeans, and, of course, Jungkook-y BTS. Haley will end us with some Stray Kids as well. And we got a little bit of other stuff mixed up in between, a little sprinkle here and there, especially with Big Bang.
Oh, God.
For fellow VIP out there, if you haven't heard the news, then get ready to not have your comeback at this rate.
Oh, my heart.
And let's get started. So, yes, this is the Permission to Stand podcast. We are pretty much available on all streaming platforms. Haley, where else can they message us and also see more content?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Cast? Okay. So let's go. Comebacks. We do have a few. I've always bring this up. There's a lot, but we don't follow every K-pop group. So with that said, we do know NIZIU. And I think we talked about them, but very briefly, October 30th. Is NIZIU's Korean debut. Their single album will be called Press Play. Let's rewind back really quick, because I don't even have the notes, but I know it. The notes are mentally, Haley, in my head.
Yeah.
October 27 is Le Sserafim's Perfect Night music video release. So that's when what's going to happen. We'll talk more Le Sserafim. Trust me. We have a lot Le Sserafim to actually talk about. And let's see. Also, October 30th, you want to talk about this one?
It's Taemin, his fourth mini album called Guilty.
Ooh.
And it's going to drop on October 30th at 6 p.m. KST.
Okay, I didn't have those specific details on my other stuff, so trying to make me look bad.
No, I'm not. It's just for myself to remember when it's dropping. Because that would be like the 29th here, I think, at like some random time.
Of course. Whatever the calculations ends up being, it's the opposite. Like time on the globe, like kind of for us. You also have some more notes that I think you did not even see.
What?
You said it says there's Literally, it says there is two versions, even though it should be there are two versions.
There are two versions, which I found funny because the names are Guilty.
Guilty version, makes sense, right? Because the album's the name. Guilty.
But the other version is Riz.
Oh, shit. It's like a boomer trying to get. Well, actually, yeah, yeah, he's Gen 2, right? We could call Taemin, we could label him as
he's
a boomer.
He's only 30. Come on.
People call us boomers, and we're in the same age age range, so. Boomer life, yes. And for some reason, it's Riz all caps, no cap.
I think I just put it like that.
Never mind. So yes, two versions, Guilty and Riz version. Taemin, that should be very interesting. November 1st, Epic High's single album called Screen Time will be dropping. Actually, I'm really excited for this. And you know what's funny? I've been looking at some of the pre-order stuff, and actually, Tablo, of course, the man himself, the best at marketing.
Yes.
He, on one of his posts, he said that, yes, it comes with photo cards.
The ones that you guys asked for.
Exactly.
But is that true?
Yeah.
Is that for real?
It's 100% real.
Oh, my
Because I think, so if you go with Yes24 and you order from there, you have a chance to either attend an in-person fan event, which is obviously in Korea.
Oh.
So don't sign up for that if you're not able to make it to Korea whenever it happens. Mm-hmm. And second, there's always that other one for the global people.
Mm-hmm. Video call?
Video calls. Mm-hmm. And so they announced a few of that if you buy it specifically through Yes24. There's a lot of websites if you didn't know.
Wow,
there's,
like, he's really getting into like the K-pop.
What?
You're talking about Epic High still, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like because they never done stuff like this before.
Oh, I thought you meant, when you said he, I thought you were looking at me and I thought you meant me.
Oh, no. Epic High.
Tablo.
Yeah, Tablo, because they've never had photo cards.
That's why.
They've never done fan calls.
So apparently, okay, I dug deep. Yeah, so they have photo cards with this. Mm. And apparently, they have had photo cards in the past.
Oh, they have?
So there's like old ones, and it's funny because it's like when they're like old and their hair is like super like Asian styled and shit.
Oh.
So it's pretty funny. So that does exist.
I didn't know that they had it before. Was that when they were with
YG? I'm
sure
it was a while back, something like that. But it looked pretty ancient.
That's funny.
If you want boomers, those photo cards, those are boomers for sure.
Goodness.
If you saw the old photos of them. But it's pretty cool. So yeah, you could order photo cards of them, and one of them is like a cool group photo.
I think that's the one that I saw.
Yeah, that'd be cool to have. I mean, with our signed poster that we still have not put up. And let's see, moving on. November 1st, we said Epic High already.
Yep.
November 3, ARMY.
Yeah.
Everyone, you guys have your calendars marked, correct? Do you?
No, I don't.
Liar.
But,
liar, blasphemy.
It's in my head.
Blasphemy.
My mental calendar.
Okay, what's on your mental calendar then?
Jungkook's mini album, Golden. Oh, no, wait, it's a full album. Full album, Golden.
It's a solo album.
Golden
for
is dropping on November
3rd. For the Golden
3rd.
Mangne.
Yes.
The Golden Mangne himself, who knows he's the Golden Mangne.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why he called it Golden.
Yep.
So he knows. This man doesn't care anymore. He's just saying it as it is.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
He knows.
I like it a lot. So that's going to be dropping. I don't know of any of the different versions, but I think
there's three.
There's three for this. Mm-hmm. And I think he's having like an in-person fan event almost similar to like Tae. Because didn't Jimin have something too? Saw something. There's notes about it somewhere. So I think that's happening. So lucky ARMY, whoever is able to attend those.
Korea.
Exactly. And
but people, I mean, international fans fly out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, you know what? Let's bring it up really quick. One of our good once friends, shout out to Han. He's the one that we met at the Encore Twice concert at what is now called the BMO Stadium, formerly the Bank of California.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, just by a miracle, he sat next to us.
Right, in the same row.
That's why we got to talk to him and everything. And that's also the other fellow, should we say, Nayeon. What's a word for if you're baptized? I was trying to think. Baby. Baptized baby. I have no idea. So it's one of those things. He got baptized with us with Nayeon. We became really good friends. We keep in touch and everything. He actually went with his girlfriend to Korea to the Twice fan meet in person.
Yeah, both days.
That's crazy because you were able to sign up and attend it if you have the fan club.
Mm-hmm.
which I do too. Yeah. But we didn't have any plans or schedules to go to Korea at this time.
Oh, we should have, because that would have been an amazing time to go, because then if I had known, I could have gone to the Stray Kids concert.
Well, guess what? We fucked up.
So
there you go. Yeah, the fan meet was really cool. They even, like, danced. I mean, we already talked about it, but Le Sserafim, I'm going to bring him up again, because they were dancing it. Jihyo definitely knows her shit.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, like, Jihyo's been, you know, she's been doing her solo activities and all the promotions. So she's really gotten to know and dance with a lot of these artists, like the current ones. So I remember she even danced with Le Sserafim, too. So that's definitely something on my bucket list. I hope to attend the fan meet, because they said it was really cool. Obviously, there's zero subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, actually, there's a lot of cool merch, like, only for that event. And guess what? People line up super early, like 4 in the morning or earlier. And our friend Han told us by the time they got in and were able to, like, even get to the merch store, everything sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Sold out. So.
But they were able to get something the next day, right?
No, they didn't go. They didn't buy anything from the fan event.
Oh.
It's from the pop-up. Because everything sold out from the fan event.
Damn.
And he said one thing that he wants to do next time is, like, I think there's, like, particular seats he has in mind. So, I mean, if it's possible. I mean, I even got my membership stuff in. And I haven't even really opened it yet. But I'm going to really consider it for the next time. And also for Twice, their most recent one, like, because we ordered this a long time ago. Like, the membership stuff finally just came in. It's
a
really
cool.
It's the cool one. It's the one that looks like super, like, 90s retro, like,
yeah.
American retro. Oh my God, I love the concept.
With
it looks
Tamagotchi.
So cool. Yeah, there's, like, this Tamagotchi thing, and oh man, it's really cool. Let's see. I guess we should move on, because Twice was not even on the agenda, even though I hope to see them next year. Actually, we will see them next year, but maybe at the fan meet. That would be really cool to experience once.
I guess we're going to Korea.
I guess we are. Whenever, like, schedule around this time. Then we go to Japan right after.
Yep.
Perfect. Last but not least, I kind of put it in here, even though it may be a little early, but November 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Haley.
ZV1, their second mini album, Melting Pot.
It actually is Melting Point. Haley,
oh,
you are
shit.
Dyslexic tonight. Yes.
Oh, my God. I always thought it
You're
said Melting
out
Pot.
Of, this is why we record earlier. So it's Melting Point.
Sorry, I didn't see that.
It is not the restaurant that it's here that exists called the Melting Pot here in,
goodness.
I think, the U.S.
Melting Point.
Yes, there is actually a restaurant called the Melting Pot, because it's like a fondue restaurant. I don't actually even know if it exists. It existed years ago.
10 years ago, probably.
But I don't know if it even exists now. But yeah, there's a Melting Pot.
Mm-hmm.
Fondue desserts and fondue food.
I don't think I ever went there before.
It's all right. I mean, I'd rather just go straight up shabu.
Mm.
And there's also places here in around L.A. It's like all you can eat shabu and then all you can drink boba.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And then there's sometimes they even have desserts. This is why Americans are fat. So there you go. There you go. I think I was finally... You sent me actually a video of the ZB1 light stick.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, yes. So,
I did indeed.
And it's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
I really like it. The face was really cool. Like,
so you know,
the interface.
Speaking about the face, I just realized what it is. Because I thought it was like one of those emoji faces. Because it's a 0_1. I was like, duh. It's 0 base 1. That's what it means. And it just clicked to me the other day when I sent him the video. I was like, oh, wait, it's their name on the freaking light stick. That makes sense. It's a really clever way that they designed it, though.
So everything about it is really, really cool.
Like, really, they thought it out really well.
I hope this, like, raises the bar. It continues to keep raising the bar for, like, uniqueness and everything. Like, because, like, I love the Binky Bong. Like, New jeans. Sorry, I'm just ready to talk about Le Sserafim. And I think, that's pretty much it for the schedules. I know there's a lot more other stuff, but we're not covering them. But 17 did release. We talked about it already for the past couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I gotta say, 17th Heaven.
Yeah.
This album is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it dropped on October 23rd, and I've been listening to it ever since then. And
not a day goes by.
The songs are really good, but I would say my favorite one is SOS, which is the one that was produced by Marshmello. And I also like Headliner too. Oh, and I like Monster. Have you listened?
I listened to all of it.
Monster, kind of like, for some reason, it reminds me of a Stray Kids song with the doorbell. Like, if you just listen to, like, the sounds and stuff of it, I was like, this could be, like, a Stray Kids song almost.
I think... No, yeah, yeah. I can see it for sure. I like God of Music.
Oh, God of Music is...
That's, like, my favorite. It's so catchy to me.
Their title track, and obviously their title track's always going to be good.
But yeah, that was really good. When I heard Headliner, like the when I saw the title, I was thinking, didn't Stray Kids have something called Headliner?
Their album.
The album,
I mean,
right?
Like one of their versions is called Headliner.
Okay, so that's what I was thinking of. But yeah, I liked everything from this album. Mm-hmm. It was a good way to start it. And like, obviously, like God of Music is like my favorite one. Mm-hmm. I like how they put the instrumental of it at the end too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. I love like listening to just instrumentals of some tracks too. So I appreciate it when those K-pop artists and idols and groups do have some of their songs, because obviously you don't want all of them.
No.
But there's some songs that are instrumental, and that even goes back to like really way back in the day, because even Shiny's ones are so good.
Shiny
has really good songs, and they have really great instrumentals. Like they have a few songs that were like instrumentals. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Like, is it Tell Me What to Do?
Yes.
Like, that's one of them I really like.
But I feel like the songs that, when they're instrumentals, it doesn't sound like... It sounds like a completely different song.
Yeah, that's why. It's like, I can appreciate it more, too. Like just like the type... Just how they set up the whole song.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's super cool that they included that. Because, especially for God of Music.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good song. Mm-hmm. So, let's see. So, I think that's it with all that. I think we get moving on. A little bit side note here. I guess this is one of our small topics. Jisoo.
Mm-hmm.
Blackpink's Jisoo, of course, the one and only, has broken up, confirmed by their agencies, with An Bohyun, who we kind of know but don't really know.
So I remember where he was from.
Oh, okay.
It's Aewon Class, the bad guy.
He's the bad dude. That's right. He looks so different. He's a douche.
Yes.
He was so annoying in that show. He did
him.
A good job
of
making us hate him. Mm-hmm. That's right. So yeah, that was very short lived.
Yeah, that's quite
quote unquote it due to quote unquote busy schedules.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I could you could just say that for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably more to it than that. But there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So Jisoo's on the market. So Delulus, get ready, brace yourselves. All right, let's move on. There was a really interesting, crazy performance that I don't even know how we didn't talk about it, but it happened already because I've been seeing all these videos everywhere. Music Bank.
Mm-hmm.
They had Music Bank in Mexico, which was crazy because the headliners, like the frontline headliners kind of thing, were ITZY, G-Idle, Stacey, and NewJeans. Holy shit, sign me up.
So, like, with Music Bank, isn't it usually who's promoting right now? Like, none of these artists are promoting.
That's why. It's weird.
Right?
Maybe that's because, like, they had them stay in, like, the actual promoting artists, like, in Korea for real promotions. And then,
maybe.
Like, this is, like, its own weird show on the side.
I guess.
It's crazy that they did it in Mexico. That's pretty cool if you live in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one hell of a lineup I would have definitely wanted to go to and see.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool to see. I wonder if we're ever going to... We scheduled to have like a Music Bank here in the U.S. I remember there was like talk about it.
Yeah, talking about it, but then I don't know. I haven't heard anything else.
I don't remember where it was supposed to be too. Was it New York?
Probably.
Obviously, it will never be here because we always are very unlucky. We're lucky sometimes. We're lucky sometimes.
We're lucky most of the time. What are you talking about?
I'm just sad for NewJeans going. Oh, actually, no, they only went once, and that's Chicago, because they're not going back. They didn't go back the second time, right?
Yeah, because that event got all fucked up, and they pulled out from that event.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
Right.
I mean, not perfect, but I don't know.
I thought it was meant to be in October.
You could look that up.
Yeah.
Okay, next. So, Music Bank Mexico. Yeah, it was really cool, because I saw videos, too, of, like, actually, even Isa put it on her, I think, Weverse or Bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she said she was hanging out with Ryujin, and then I saw a lot of videos and clips everywhere of them, like, next to each other, like, hanging out, like, when they're on the stage, kind of like how KCON is.
Yeah.
When, like, all the artists are saying bye and all that stuff. It's pretty cool. You know, some interesting stuff that happened that I didn't watch the videos, but I found out about them.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen clips either.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just read about it. Honey and Minnie. Mm-hmm. So yes, that's New Jeans Honey, aka my bias, and Minnie, aka Lisa's bias from G Idol. Mm-hmm. And yes, we're talking about La Lisa, of course, her BFF Minnie. They were singing a duet together.
Yeah.
Remember Me.
I did actually watch it.
From Coco. Oh, TFDI. You watch this without me?
It was in one of our chats, so I just watched whatever was put in there.
I don't know. Yeah, there's too many damn chats and stuff going around. Mm-hmm. So that happened. Danielle, did you see this too?
Mm-hmm.
Part of Your World, English version from The Little Mermaid. Danielle, again, from New Jeans. Apparently, she was even getting like emotional after she sang it, or while she's singing it. So, yeah, I haven't seen any of these yet. So, possibly, if I have time.
They're on TikTok and Instagram.
I'm sure they're everywhere. Yeah. I'm just surprised like the clips haven't showed up on my feed, mm-hmm. but that's what's going on. I think we can talk about Le Sserafim now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff, a lot of FOMO going on because of Le Sserafim. And mm-hmm. that's not just for me, it's okay now because I told you like we got the BlizzCon thing going on.
Did we tell them that?
I think we talked about it.
Oh.
So I think we talked about it. We brought it up.
I don't remember.
Le Sserafim was scheduled to have the Grammy Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And then they added them to BlizzCon.
Yeah.
The same, like, it's a couple days after their Grammy Museum.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to get Grammy Museum tickets. You know, everyone gate kept that. Yeah, I think we did talk about this.
Oh, okay.
So,
I don't know.
And then BlizzCon, they're going to be performing kind of like the ending ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was able to get us tickets for. So mm-hmm. I'm super happy that we're going to be able to see them. One thing I'm not happy about is that, Chaewon
mm-hmm.
was not at the airport. And apparently, yeah, they left already. They were at the airport the day of
Maybe
this recording.
Maybe they're going to do other stuff.
100%. They're not going
to
come
Disneyland.
Here. They're not going to be here a week before mm-hmm. and not do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're going to go to Disneyland? Because they just went to Disneyland Hong Kong.
So what? So Disneyland in LA is different.
California Adventure. There you go. It's possible. Or they might go Universal.
Mm-hmm.
They might. You'll probably see them at all the different locations. You usually see people like all these K-pop idols. My money's also on Santa Monica Pier.
Mm-hmm.
The different museums are LACMA and the Getty. And it's just there's so much. You just go to the Grove. Like, you could go to all these different locations and possibly run into them.
Because they haven't been here yet, right?
No, this is. Okay. I saw clips of the live. Obviously, Yunjin is from here. So mm-hmm. Yunjin's fine. She's been to America before, obviously. It's actually going to be Kazuha and Yunche's first time in America ever.
Yeah, see, so they'll definitely go to those places.
100%. It just sucks that Chaewon's not going. Like, you know, their leader, their fearless leader, Chaewon. Chaewon's really funny, too. She's like adds a different dynamic to the group as well. So it's just four of them that will be arriving here by the time this podcast is released.
Yeah, because Chaewon is still sick.
Apparently, so she's like, she kind of is recovered.
Or
might be recovered even, mm-hmm. but then she's had some like I guess like after effects from it.
Mm.
But there is news that possibly that she might be able to still make it out because I mean, it's been a week. It's going to be a week before they come over.
Yeah, so she has like another week to recover, basically.
She has a few more days, like this whole, like maybe like within 5 days, they'll ship her out mm-hmm. and she'll
hopefully.
Be here. So hopefully she gets better soon because obviously it must have been a little bit more serious for her if she had these like, you know, mm-hmm. problems where she couldn't leave with them.
Mm-hmm.
And with that said, they wouldn't have left without her unless they had something scheduled. So they have some stuff going mm-hmm. on for sure around
for sure,
here.
Yeah.
There's going to be lucky-ass people that will be walking by them on the streets or wherever they are and will have no idea. We'll just think they're just random, like, pretty Korean girls walking by holding cameras.
Imagine if they go to Oogie Boogie tomorrow.
I will die because Haley and I and my two others are going to the Oogie Boogie Bash.
Mm-hmm.
That would be freaking amazing. Although I doubt it. They'll probably be too fucking tired.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe.
So that makes me sad now. But that's what's going on with Le Sserafim. Oh, actually, there's actually a little bit more. Le Sserafim.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who's been watching their videos? And it's not just me. Not me. So don't include me because obviously I do. But who has been watching their stuff on TikTok?
And we've talked about this before too.
Have we?
Yeah. Are you talking about Jungkook?
Hell yeah, I'm talking about Jungkook.
Who's the one that's always watching Chaewon's videos on TikTok? The beer ad? The one where she made the mistake?
Oh, did we talk about this?
Yes, we did.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Well, guess
not
what?
Not this most recent one, but...
Well, guess what? He's still watching their videos because he's laughing his ass off when they're doing the slick back challenge.
That challenge, honestly, my toxic trait is thinking that I can do it. I think if I, like, tried, I would be able to, but it looks like you're floating on air.
I think if I tried, I will just look like I'm galloping and I'll probably sprain my ankle.
I think I could do it.
Okay, that's your
practice.
You could do it tomorrow at Oogie Boogie Bash. You'll be like a Sora. Haley and I are dressing up for Kingdom Hearts because my sister wanted us to do a group Kingdom Hearts, even though we don't even know if she bought a Kingdom Hearts costume. So she better have bought one. Haley will be dressed up as
Sora.
So she's our main character. Our hero, and I will be King Mickey. So that'd be cool. Let's see. Yeah, so he's been laughing and watching. I think he was like laughing at like when they did it, and also like quote unquote the director's cut, which is just Yoon-jin filming them.
Yeah. What was funny was because I saw Le Sserafim post the challenge, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. They're going to show me how to do it because it had, like, step one, and then, like, Sakura was going to do something, and then step two, and it was just them galloping around the room. I was like, they're not teaching me nothing.
Yeah,
like, it was like a fucking troll.
It was a good troll video. So perfect. They got you good, too. Mm-hmm. But Jungkook obviously had a great time with it. So there you go, because, you know, I'm all about, you know, the ship sailing. I remember Liz Cook a long time ago, back in the day. Liz Cook, which was Lisa and Jungkook. So are we on, what is this, Che Cook?
Yeah.
Or Jungwon.
But she wasn't even in this.
She wasn't in this one. Yeah. That's true. She was actually, you know, she was still sick.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see, moving past that, apparently also with Jungkook, I know we're not at the BTS section, but since we're kind of talking about him liking videos on TikTok.
Yeah.
Did you know about this?
No, I didn't.
He found himself in the middle of a small controversy because we can see what he likes.
Yeah,
right?
So he has his likes on TikTok.
It's like all public.
And most of them, you know, is like funny videos or him liking people doing his dance challenges. But I guess there's been more that he's been liking.
There's a side to Jungkook.
This is normal.
He's a fucking a grown ass man. A young, healthy, good looking dude.
Leave him alone.
In his prime.
Yeah.
In prime of his health and beauty. This guy, I guess, was caught like liking some like provocative, like women who dress provocatively on TikTok.
I want to see what this provocative looked like. They're probably wearing fucking tank tops.
And I'm pretty sure he unliked it already. So it's
Do
not
you
honestly.
Think so?
I haven't looked.
No, I mean, like, it's dumb, like, if he does, because, like, obviously he knows that these are public likes. So, like, him unliking it wouldn't make sense, because then, like, why like it in the first place if you know it's going to be shown?
I don't know. We could look and see right now. Did you want to look right now?
No, it's fine. But then I'm just saying, it's just like, or did he forget? No, there's no way. Like,
yes, he would forget. This man liked and followed Tay's account. And then everyone found out See, that's why. Exactly. See, Jungkook is definitely... Don't give him the benefit of the doubt on this.
I tried, Jungkook.
So, but, I mean, at the same time, who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
It's fine. At this point, if he wanted to do this and not get in trouble, he just should now make... Because now that he has a public account, he should make a second ghost account. That's all he needs to do.
But then the thing is, like... Because, like, a lot of ARMY are defending him. Too, and just saying, like, leave him alone and stuff like that, you know.
It's the Sae-sungs and Super Delulus that are, like,
so
kind of
dumb.
Bringing up shit.
How
like,
is this news?
Or ARMY haters, you know, like, those people
true.
Hate.
They're like, oh, look at Jungkook. Our biases are better than him because he's liking provocative, like, freaking videos or something. It's so dumb. It's not, I don't know. That just makes me upset because it's just like, leave him alone,
honestly. I'm
100%
sure your biases are probably watching the same videos.
Yeah, your biases are probably just, freaking sleeping with other people, to be honest.
But they're not publicly liking it on a social media platform.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
You think they don't look at porn? You think again.
Haley said it. I didn't say it. But I 100% agree. Yeah. It's definitely, I think it's for sure that definitely happens. Mm-hmm. Speaking about more controversy. Our resident VIP, Haley, what do you have to tell us about Big Bang?
No.
And I know it's definitely about G-Dragon.
Yeah, so I guess the only one that I have faith and hope in right now is Taeyong, African fifth-gen idol.
Hell yeah, our fifth-gen solos.
He's the only one from Big Bang that exists and still exists.
One is on the moon. One is shunned, exiled.
One is hiding behind his bangs.
You still can't see him, but he has that nice smile. And now, this one.
Now, G-Dragon. So I woke up to this news this morning, and it wasn't something that I wanted to see. Like, I thought, like, oh, G-Dragon is going to release a new album. No. G-Dragon is under investigation for drug abuse and is arrested.
So he's gonna release a statement, probably, about this whole situation.
Yeah.
That's so, pretty bad.
No other information about what type of drugs he was caught using has been released yet. If it's marijuana, again, I mean, that sucks as it is because marijuana in Korea is very, very illegal.
You know what? This reminds me. We had like a full episode. I don't know what podcast. It was. Mm. It seemed ages ago. We kind of went over all this. So like, yeah, drugs, including marijuana, they're really, really bad.
Yeah, it's just as bad as narcotics, basically.
It's probably worse. It's like worse because, no, remember the topic we talked about? It's like even worse than like sexual abuse
assault,
and other crazy shit in Korea.
Makes no
like,
sense.
It's like if these people who get drug charges are like closer to murderers, if anything. Because there's been all these crazy stuff going on, you know, that we talked about. And it just blows my mind that the charges seem way more like they're more serious compared to like, you know, like different sexual assault or like all these other
compared
crazy
stuff.
Compared
to someone who rapes someone, doing marijuana is way worse in Korea for some
like,
reason.
The way the laws are, I guess. Yeah. Like, it's pretty wild.
But then like, if it's narcotics, like, because if he tests positive for that too, then, like, he is fucking screwed. That's it. Like, his career is going to be over. We're never, ever getting a comeback, ever.
We won't have to worry. He won't have to worry about the trademark name G-Dragon.
And that's true, because he'll be Kwon Ji-young in jail, I guess.
Kwon Ji-yeol.
So under South Korean law, all citizens are prohibited from using drugs like marijuana, even if they are abroad in other countries where marijuana is legal. So even if he came here and did weed where it's legal,
especially if he went to Colorado or something,
and if he got caught and he went back to Korea, like it would still be illegal for him.
It's gonna be in your system for a little bit, so. Maybe he didn't know about that. No one told him that it's going to be in his system.
And then those who are formally convicted can face up to 5 years in prison for marijuana.
That's insane.
Like,
wow.
Come on now. Everybody in this damn fucking state, except for maybe us, would be in prison.
I tried it once
prison.
In college, and that's it.
I've never tried it before.
But yeah, that's fucking insane. That's actually pretty insane.
So G-Dragon was already arrested for marijuana use back in 2011. This was the first time. But he wasn't prosecuted because like he came out with a statement saying that he had inhaled the substance accidentally and unintentionally, not knowing what it was. Like someone had given it to him and he took
secondhand smoke, right?
Yeah, I guess. So like they didn't prosecute
him.
Well,
he shotgunned it from someone else.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I don't know. So like he got off the hook for that one. And then I guess a rep from YG Entertainment was like being interviewed or something. And then they said, G-Dragon is currently not an artist under our agency, so it is difficult for us to make an official response. So no one's going to take responsibility at YG.
It's
for
just
G-Dragon.
Kwon Ji-young, baby.
It's just him on him and himself, basically. So I don't know what's going to happen. Like the more the story unfolds, we'll find out like what drugs he did, like what his sentence is gonna be. But basically we're never gonna get that comeback that he had promised at the end of last year. It's never happening. VIPs,
they were close to a comeback for Coachella, then freaking COVID happened.
Yeah, so that just screwed
it
them.
It sucks
up
that that's what happened, but yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because now like even Top doesn't want to be associated with Big Bang at all. Like he's just he doesn't.
He like hates Big Bang or something.
Bad
something
blood
happened.
For something happened. So yeah, the only one that's there is Taeyong. And he has a whole ass wife and kid, and he's still able to do this.
And he's
still,
yeah.
He's a good role model. See, this is this is job, the kind Jimmy. Of idol that you want to look up to. I'm not saying G-Dragon's bad or anything. Seungri is bad, obviously, but then like
Seungri
it just
is very
sucks.
Bad. That is very bad. Bad Seungri. Yeah. Oh, what about our other man?
Daesung? I don't even know where he is, honestly.
Best personality.
He's at Black Label or something, right?
He's doing something, too. Yeah. I know we talked about it before, too.
But yeah, that's it.
That's it.
A lot of VIP are like, very, it. Very sad.
Disappointed, I'm sure,
disappointed,
right?
Disappointed, sad, yeah.
It's because, like, you guys were so hopeful. This just crushed all your hopes.
Yeah.
Your hopes and dreams, gone.
Nothing now. No, I don't have to worry about, like, him posting... Yeah, cat so, stories and thinking like, why aren't you making music? G-Dragon?
Well, there you go,
because
he's secondhand inhaling marijuana, possibly.
I don't even know.
Hopefully,
what it is. Hopefully for his sake, it's only marijuana. But that's 5 years still.
No, hopefully it's a secondhand inhalation again, yeah. Right?
I don't know.
Maybe it was like a hot box. He walked in the room. He's like, oh shit, and it just inhaled.
I don't know, but then like
everything.
A lot of people have been saying to like VIPs, they're like. Just by the way his appearance and, like, his weight fluctuated a lot within the years, like, he had to be on some kind of drugs.
Like substance abuse for
yeah,
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
I mean, it sucks, but then that's how it is, I guess.
Well, that means this is the halfway point. So this is where I remind everyone that this is the Permission to Stand podcast. Again, we have new episodes every Thursday. Even when we're in Japan, mm-hmm. We had new episodes. Even though they're pre-recorded, they're still new.
Right.
And we are pretty much available on all streaming platforms, wherever you're tuning into right now. And if you're enjoying this podcast and you're still here, we always appreciate a like, a rating, subscribe, hitting that notification bell. The ratings really help. And then you can leave nice comments, right? You don't want to leave anything not nice. That'd be not cool.
Yeah, don't be uncool.
So just anything with nice comments is cool. But I think because like I think there's been ratings on... Depending on the platforms you're listening to. So we see some of like the Spotify ones. We see Apple. So it's like it varies. So it's pretty interesting to be able to read and see some of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Haley, where else can they find us and what can they find there?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Where you can find videos that I haven't uploaded yet still. But honestly, I need to because I need to delete those videos from my phone because I have no space again.
Yes.
Speaking of, which yes. I mean the KCON videos, basically.
Okay, but what about the other videos?
That one's on my like hard drive.
We brought up Honey and Danielle this time, this episode.
God,
you
I need
owe
to do
us
that.
Those Aussie ones.
I do. The Vegemite. Because we're going to be speaking about Vegemite today.
That's exactly why.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. I think we could start talking about the Vegemite stuff very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it's not under Stray Kids. No. Even though they have two Aussies.
Oh, well, yeah. They love Vegemite.
We're talking about Vegemite for BTS.
For Jungkook. His first time trying it.
Oh, you can tell it's his first time.
Oh, poor thing.
100% you could tell it's his first time. Because it looked like how it was my first time when I tried it. How do you guys eat this shit?
It's amazing. It's delicious.
It's like just eating...
But isn't it the same?
It's like eating chunky, like
don't
thick,
you like
thick,
salty stuff?
Thick soy sauce. It's
that's
like,
delicious. It's, I love soy sauce.
Yeah, on stuff like dipped with sushi.
Yeah, this is on
and,
stuff. This is on buttered bread.
I guess
toast.
You can make the argument, but it's like it's
all
it's
my
so,
Australians can.
I don't know how they
Fend
do it
for me.
And if we had that cool video where I actually ask Honey and Danielle if they like Vegemite,
I'm gonna do it. So
we would
worry.
All know the answer to that because, spoiler alert, they are legit real Aussies because they do. They love that shit.
Yeah, if you grew up in Australia, like.
That's how that,
you
this
will
is proof.
Love Vegemite.
It's like, the proof that you are from
there's
Australia.
There's not anyone that lives in Australia that doesn't, or like that grew up in Australia, grew up on Vegemite that doesn't like it. Because if you don't like it, you don't belong in Australia, basically.
See, that's why I can't go. I don't belong.
Plus, yeah, but you're visiting.
All the spiders will kill me. I will get punched by a kangaroo.
No.
And there's crocodiles. I'll eat
my
legs.
The kangaroos will drown you.
They're, see? Oh, it's even worse. They're not going to just punch me. They're going to drown me?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. Ugh. And then I don't want Vegemite anyways. And there's Vegemite here.
We
so
have
we're
Vegemite
okay.
in our fridge.
Yeah, exactly.
I eat it like almost every day.
I eat it zero times ever whenever she takes it out.
It's so good, guys. Anyway, so Jungkook tries Vegemite with the kid Leroy. So I didn't actually know that he was Australian until I looked it up because I wanted to see how young he was because I was like he looks really young.
He looks young. Yeah.
He's 20.
Okay, that he's we will consider him young.
But I'm like, damn, he's like making it good, obviously. So I think this was like a small segment. Kid Leroy had Jungkook with him and he's gonna let him try Vegemite. So he says to Jungkook, he's like, have you ever tried Vegemite before? And Jungkook was like, no. And then so like, of course, like if someone here's that, and you're from Australia. They're
like,
okay,
yes.
Why
is that with you guys? You evil. Like it's like an evil smile. Like, yeah, it's so sinister when you hear. So if anyone from Australia ever asks you and you never had it, but they ask you, have you had Vegemite? The correct answer is to always say yes, even if you haven't. Because if you say no, they're going to pull it out of their ass and they'll just spread it on whatever they have and they'll give it to you.
No, so like the trick is like, people from Australia, if they ask someone, they're like, oh, you haven't had Vegemite? Okay, so this is how we prepare it. It's basically like chocolate spread on bread with butter.
Except it does not taste like chocolate.
It is definitely not sweet. It's salty. Very, very salty.
Yeah, what? Oh,
so, like, he prepared it for Jungkook with toasted bread, butter, and then he spread on that Vegemite so fucking thick, which you're not supposed to do.
He spread on so much, I got freaking high blood pressure just looking at it. Because
it's
all
actually
this sodium.
Good for you.
Oh, you could say that about
like
a lot
that.
Of things.
Not spread like that, but like in little amounts. It has vitamin B1.
Oh, great.
Whatever that is.
Oh, I've been missing out on my vitamin B1. Oh, what a shame.
Oh, anyway. So, like, he gave it to Jungkook, and then Jungkook took a huge bite.
Oh, dude, I was like, Jungkook, no.
He folded that bread in half and took a huge chunk of that, and his face
was a very
like,
regrettable
his
face.
His face was all scrunched up, and he's like, oh, it's so salty. And then Kid Leroy was like, ha, like, got you. And then Jungkook says something in Korean. He's like, revenge. He's like gonna revenge him back.
I don't know how he can make it work. Like, what can
something
Korean
food? I don't know what though.
Probably just intestines I could feel, or like maybe blood something.
Something like that. Hopefully he gets him back.
It makes him eat buttholes. boiled buttholes.
See, I would rather eat Vegemite than boiled buttholes.
You don't want boiled
excuse
butthole?
Excuse me, do you want boiled buttholes?
Or Vegemite? I don't know. Depends on
holy
depends
shit.
On how the butthole is prepared.
1000% Vegemite all the way. Anyway, so Jungkook has also been uploading a lot of dance challenges on TikTok. So
I
yes,
love it. I love it.
He lives
it's
on
awesome.
TikTok, basically.
He does. This man does. I love it.
He got rid of his Instagram and he's just on TikTok.
He's like, fuck Instagram.
And then one of them, he was just totally shirtless, like nothing.
How the amount of memes I've seen come out of this fucking video
well, the amount
is
of
glorious.
Memes. Jungkook in general.
Like, I thought we peaked when we had Jungkook dancing to Yoongi's
yeah.
Suchita.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was the meme.
That was
and
so
that was,
good.
No, he's just going to keep presenting us with more and more memes. it's so good. I love
yeah.
it.
So,
not to mention he dances really good in it, though.
He
for
does.
This, for this one. Not the Yoongi episode.
Dude,
that weird
like
country song.
Music.
Oh, my God.
But, so, if you guys remember when they were like, together in BTS and then doing Run BTS and all like their shows in the soup, if any like part of their body besides their arms like showed, like their stomach, their chest, or anything, that would be covered by a BT21
sticker. It would be always censored with a sticker.
But now, it's not censored ever. Even for, like, Namjoon, too, when he was working out. No more stickers.
Dude, Namjoon is cussing and doesn't give a shit anymore. He's like, fuck, 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 fuck. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
Fuck this day, fuck that day. Fuck.
I was like, what the... It's funny, the comments, too. People are, like, saying, like...
Oh,
like,
he said, me fucking two. Me fucking three.
No, but then
me fucking someone four. In the comments, no, I saw that.
What did the person in the comments
like, and
say?
And then they're like, me fucking 7 days a week or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant. I meant people scrutinizing him for cussing.
For Namjoon?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, there's stuff like that. Like,
ew.
Saying, like, why are you...
You guys
like, don't cut. Like,
oh,
what
because
the hell?
He's an idol. He has to preserve his idol image. But obviously, they don't
Does
care
Does Jungkook look
anymore.
Like he's preserving his idol image?
They make so much money, and then what are they going to do? Fire them and lose them? No.
And they're not doing
they're
anything
They're not doing anything bad.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not... Do you
they're
guys,
just having fun.
Do you guys not swear?
They didn't have their youth. This is them. This is their
exactly,
time.
Exactly, and they're...
It's very 30s. Short because they have to go to the military, so they're just trying to... Do it all in between.
Let them live. So Jungkook also did the 7 dance challenge with his friend Cha Eun-woo, which was so many people like flipped out when they saw them together.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Two very handsome men. Something else, not Jungkook related, but he's going to come off again. I feel like Jungkook is just everywhere, to be honest. Jimin actually released his production diary documentary. I think when it was live...
It was free?
It was free.
But then you can rewatch it, but you have to pay.
Yes.
I imagine that's what Weverse usually
yep.
does.
Yep. So, like, there was an event on October 23rd when it was released where Jimin actually did a live on Weverse and he watched it with you.
That's pretty cool that he did that.
I know, honest. It was really cool. And then, so if you do want to see it now, you have to pay. I don't know how much it is, but yeah, that sucks.
But if you're army, it doesn't matter, right?
I mean, I guess.
Or there's probably streams, although we do not condone illegal streams, but there's definitely illegal streams out there.
And then guess who came to visit him while he was doing his live?
Is it a person that we talked about for a lot during this podcast?
Yes. So Jungkook came there and Jimin was like, Jungkook, why are you here? He just
like
popped
I was watching
in.
Your live, probably.
Basically. And then Jimin's hair is like yellow-orange color. It looks really good on him, but I'm like... Does it mean that he's going to be, like, doing something, like, promotions? Because
he is. Remember, I told you there's going to be, like, that promotion thing, like, with a fan
event.
Maybe
that's why. For
Jungkook, and it's also Jimin having something like that.
Okay, that makes sense. So I was like, whenever they dye their hair a different color,
you know something's
they're going to do something.
Jimin looks, he's one of those other idols, too. I feel like he looks really good whenever he has colored hair, too. Like,
yeah,
all the colors,
he pulls off everything.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like some idols try it, and it's like, it doesn't work for every idol, to be honest. But Jimin is easily the one that stands out. Like, yeah, he could pull off, like, any hairstyle and color.
That's true, because I was like, what about Tae? But then, I didn't like him with the red hair.
whoa, wait.
I was like, yeah, because V had a lot of different
Jungkook
hair colors.
Could pull it off, too. Jungkook looks really good, though, when he has, like,
the long
longer
hair.
Like, the mid-cut, and he could tie up ponytails and all that.
Not the Ajuma curly hair.
Na-na-na.
The perm.
The Yoongi,
the
Yoongi meme
hair.
One.
No, the Calvin Klein ad one, where he looked like a fucking girl. Like, so many people thought that he was, like, a girl topless doing a CK ad.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wait. Oh, no, it's Jungkook.
Oh, yeah. No, it's that guy's wife that looks like Jungkook. I forgot her name.
Oh, shit. That's true. I forgot her name, too. And then, actually, speaking of Yoongi and his Suichita, his next episode to release is going to have a special guest that we both love.
We have a lot of he's had a lot of guests that we love as well.
Obviously, but he's gonna be promoting too. But then this was obviously filmed before Yoongi left.
I hope he says the magic word.
Which one?
Everybody won.
He won't. He gets too shy. Taemin is gonna be on it. I'm so excited to watch this episode because I saw like a little preview of it, and then like of course because Taemin is older than Yoongi. He's 30, but then he's the mungmae of his group.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
true.
So it's just like the dynamic is very different because then Taemin was saying to like Yoongi, because I think he asked like, oh, how is it being the youngest of your group? And he's like, it's fine because you can get away with anything. Like, they forgive you easily because you're the youngest.
Jungkook would know. 100%.
It's true, though.
It's true. I agree.
Except for fucking Seungri.
Oh, that's... Yeah, he crossed the line.
He fucked up.
But I looking back, yeah, you know what? That's true. Like, even with Yunche for Le Sserafim, even Hane, even though Hane doesn't... She looks like a trap.
Yeah.
Because she looks like the oldest sometimes.
And then Ayan. I feel like... That's true. Because they just really love on their mungmae a lot.
Like even Tui. Like, yeah. Yeah. Tui... I know we had that Tui episode. We talked a lot about her last episode. Like any mungmae you can think of.
It's like the whole group just babies them, basically.
It's true, huh? Yeah, yeah.
Except for Blackpink.
Oh, that's true.
Jisoo's the baby.
Yeah, it's reversed. They baby the oldest, yes. Jisoo. You're 100% correct. It's definitely... Blackpink's dynamic is completely different.
Yeah.
Like, Lisa is not the mungmae.
Nope. Jisoo.
Jisoo's
definitely
the mungmae.
They, like, protect her like she's a little, like, doll.
But she's
basically
so tiny and small, so it makes sense. Because it's like, if you haven't seen, like, those video clips of... Because, like, when you watch them on, like, the actual video clips and everything, and you don't see them in person... Mm-hmm. I never realized how tiny Jisoo was till we saw her.
I feel like
in
it's
person.
Like that though, because like in photos and stuff, you think like, oh, like they're like not that small, and then when you see them, they're like, oh,
the angle,
they're really short.
It's plus like the angles and like, you know, stage. If you see them live, the stage is higher too, and the way that they, you know, it's only four of them on the stage for the most part.
And then honestly, like in person, you look thinner too.
That's
true. Because I feel like the
oh
camera always puts on like 10 pounds.
Holy shit, they would look a lot different in person. And it's not in a bad way either. Like, but like I still can't get over it. Like when we went and saw them and we talked to Jisoo in Dallas.
Which was a year ago today.
That's, oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh my, I'm sad now.
Yeah. We were in Texas this time last year.
Watching and talking to Blackpink. Mm. Isn't that wild to say? Yes, we talked to them. Made Jennie laugh. That is always my highlight. But after that, yeah, I talked to Jisoo also when she was in front of us, she's so tiny. She's like tinier than you. It felt like,
I was wearing platforms.
That's true. And I'm sure but like, it just felt like I could put her in my pocket.
Cause he always says that Jisoo is tiny, but I'm actually shorter than her.
That's true. But she just, the way she looked and seemed, I think there, especially cause you know, like,
cause Lisa and Rose and Jennie, they're all tall.
Like
that's
for the
why.
Well, I know, like, Jennie's shorter compared to the other two still, but yeah, like, she still looks way taller than Jisoo. Like, when, after seeing them, it still blows my mind. Like, I'm going back in my head, my memory bank, and I'm reliving when it happened, and I still can't get over how small Jisoo is. Mm-hmm. She's, like, so petite. But when you see her, like, you know, on her music videos and everything, it's like, she looks super, like, nice and healthy, you know. I like her thighs and all that stuff, let's be honest. But she's, in person, she's freaking tiny.
Right. I mean, I think, like, if I was in a K-pop group and amongst all my friends who are all younger than me, like, you would think I would be the mungmae.
That's true.
But I think they'd still treat me as the mungmae. Because I feel like our friends do treat me like the baby, right?
100%. You are the Jisoo of our other friend group.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, that's how I feel. Because I'm like, sometimes I forget that I'm like way older than them by the way that I'm treated. But it's not a bad thing at all.
Obviously,
it's just that
you're
they
enjoying
just
it. We can get the perspective of Jisoo through you because
they're like, they basically like protect me. Like, they're very protective of me, even though I'm like, I have like 10 years on them, basically.
Yeah, so there you go. So now you know how Jisoo feels for sure. Mm-hmm. So I think what the hell were we even talking about? Where did we leave off?
I have no idea.
The notes have nothing about
it. We're done
this.
With the special guest Taemin.
Okay, there you go.
I don't know.
Oh, the mungmae thing.
Oh, the mungmae.
Okay, I was like, what the fuck? This tangent was really weird. How do we get here?
Okay,
I'm just sad about not eating that brisket from Texas.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh no, that rib, the beef rib.
God.
Oh my god, what was the name of that barbecue place we went to? We went to like so many good ones that I had saved. There was one that stood out, like literally the beef just melted off.
It's crazy because like the only reason why I remember is because I saw in my memories. I was like, oh my god, it's a year already.
Oh my god, it's been a year.
That feels like yesterday.
Oh my god. Crazy. A year. Mm-hmm. That was amazing, though. That was easily one of the most memorable K-pop things we've ever been to mm-hmm. in my life. It'll probably be up there for a while.
That's true.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on to Stray Kids.
Ooh.
It was Lino's birthday. What is the date today? The 25th?
Today, our time is, yes, the 25th.
So today, our time, the 25th, it's Lino's birthday. Yay. He had his birthday live last night, was it last night? Yeah, I caught it.
Oh, so you actually saw all of it?
All of it, because I was watching it while I was playing Genshin.
Ooh, Genshin.
Fucking giving me a headache. And then his cake was one that looked like a giant pudding, because if you don't know, Lino is obsessed with pudding.
This man loves his pudding, like literally, like the Japanese pudding.
Mm-hmm. It tastes way better.
He loves it so much that he even had a collaboration, if you didn't know about that. That was really cool.
Yes! And we tried to find it when we were in
Japan. Could not find it. Damn it.
It was like a few months before we got there, and I was so pissed off because it was at Family Mart. We always go to Family Mart. Oh, so annoyed.
Lino pudding. It's okay. I had black Sunda ice cream. My favorite. Oh, my God. If you go to Japan, get the Black Thunder, or I should say Black Sunda. Mm-hmm. That's their chocolate. Like think of how we think of like a Nestle Crunch bar.
It reminds me of Tim Tams.
But it's like a Tim Tam cookie, mm-hmm. straight up like chocolate. And then they have an ice cream version. I had that literally, you could ask Haley.
Yeah.
Had like one or two a day.
Yep.
It's probably not good for me.
Good thing we were walking 20,000 steps a day.
It was great for my mental health. So yeah. It was awesome.
One of his gifts was a book called I'm a Happy Cat Butler.
Oh, I thank God it said blur at the end. I thought it was, I'm a happy cat butt.
I just thought that was so cute. So basically it's like, you know.
Who gave him the gift?
The Stray Kids managers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, I thought it was going to be one of the members.
No. But I was like, that's so cute because obviously he loves his cats. And then Music Corps actually gifted Lino a whole case of pudding.
He must have. That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the present. That's the one.
Hopefully it was the one from Japan too.
You remember, like I've shown you that crazy video in Japan where they made like a huge ass pudding.
Oh my god!
I want
amazing.
That. We have to share. That should be you my need to cake. Share it. Yeah. Oh my god! It's bigger than Haley's torso.
That's so big.
It looks so good though.
It looks amazing.
Haley and I are a big fan of eggs and custards. So
yes,
100%.
We know what Lino.
Lino should invite us to eat pudding, or we'll take him out to eat pudding one day.
Not related or anything, or the reason why I named our bird pudding. It had nothing to do with Lino, but then I just really like pudding. That's why.
Yes, and we have one of our baby birds is named Pudding.
Pudding, yes.
And her brother. Is Cookie.
Yeah, after Jungkook.
Jungkook. Spelled like Jungkook.
Yeah.
So, there.
And then, what else? Oh, so Stray Kids wrapped up their Dome Tour, Unveil 13 concert in Seoul this past weekend. My whole feed was just flooded with all their concert videos. And then, actually, their last Dome Tour will be in Tokyo on October 28th and 29th. So that wraps it up because they're only doing like these special dome tours. And then what does that mean? Are they going to do a world tour now?
They're
going
to have to
start
practicing for the next tour, basically. That's usually the time between each tour. It's not like they don't do anything.
No,
like
they're always working.
Like they are starting to practice and, you know, get everything set for the next tour.
And they're
fucking insane.
They're also probably working on their next album too,
like not this one, but
not,
like yeah,
not rock
like
star,
this is one from
one.
2 years late from today probably.
It's crazy. They're just, I feel like JYP, that's just how it is for them. Like
that's
why they're
JYP,
always relevant.
We work there at JYP. It's whoosh.
Yeah, but they enjoy it.
Well,
kids
at least Bang
Chan
for sure.
Yeah, Bang Chan,
he likes
sure.
being fucking busy.
Yeah,
he's
a workaholic.
He's crazy.
So they performed three of their new songs from the upcoming Rockstar album. They performed Megaverse, Leave, and Blind Spot. I don't know why that is so funny to me. Megaverse. Megatron.
The Megaverse. No, because it's like the Metaverse, except it's Mega.
Duh.
Duh, Haley.
Okay, anyway. So Han, because remember how he talked about Han? Like, I was like, oh, do you think Han's like really playing his guitar? Like, it looked like it. So I guess people have been talking about that too. And like this past concert, he confirmed it. He's like, no. Like, he's like, I'm actually playing it, guys.
Yeah, that's what I told you it looked like it.
So he's
how
like,
dare
not,
you guys
like,
doubt him?
He's like, no, I didn't doubt him. I just,
not you. I'm saying you, everyone else.
But then he was like, I want to confirm that I'm actually playing the guitar. Like, because I guess a lot of people were, he was seeing it everywhere that he wasn't playing it.
They're like, is he really playing?
Yes, he is. He's a musician. Chani actually got emotional and started crying during their ending meant for the Unveil 13 concert. Like, he's, you know how Chan is. Like, even during our concert, he got emotional and he's always like, I gotta protect Stay. If anyone, you know, like that same kind of thing. And he's just like very proud of.
There's someone more emotional than him, obviously, that we all know.
Felix?
The crybaby of the of
But
the
Felix
group.
Didn't cry.
Yeah,
this
I know.
Time.
I know. But he's the one that everyone thinks of usually. That's it goes true. Straight to him. I just see his cry face.
But then I
and
think
I see Changbin like laughing at him. That's all I picture in my head.
But then because Chan is just like very, you know, he's always like thankful for Stay and like seeing how far that they've come within these like past 2 years, basically. Like, they didn't know that they were gonna explode like this, and now their dome tours just keep getting bigger and bigger, like their venues each year. He kept saying like they're just like getting more and more fame, not famous, but then like more
famous
and more,
is a,
I guess. But then like, you know, he wants to be like humble, basically.
Well, humble brag, there you go.
Humble brag. And then so during the part where Stray Kids goes around in their carts, so they were actually throwing out signed balls.
Oh, that was insane. I
it
saw
was
the videos.
Cute because Felix would
he kiss it. Oh, freaking Felix being Felix.
He's so cute.
Every ball he took out, he'd give it a little peck.
And then he threw it into the audience. Meanwhile,
people in the audience would probably be murdering each other for that for the shit.
Meanwhile, you have Lino.
Oh God,
threw it, and he hit someone in the face. And he was like, sorry. Like, he apologized and stuff, but I'm like, damn, okay. But I wouldn't mind to be hit in the face if
by Lino. Yeah, especially Lino stands. Yeah. That's what you want.
Exactly.
Because you guys are a different crazy breed.
Stray Kids also released today, they just released the stage, like the official stage videos that were shot at the concert for Megaverse and Leave. So if you want to like hear the songs in advance before the album drops, there's like good quality now on like their official YouTube.
Official, finally.
I know, because I was only listening to the ones that were like through fan cams, and I was like, man, the audio fucking sucks. Like, obviously I'm like thankful for those stays recording it and stuff, but then this one now you can hear it.
Now you can find, but it takes a while, so it's like nice when this when stays like uploaded or any
right
like fandom
away.
Uploads it right away and you want to see what's going on.
Yeah, so for Megaverse and Leave, Megaverse is a very hype song, which of course Stray Kids are really known for.
It's
that
very nice.
And Leave is more like mellow and sad, and but it kind of reminds me of like Lonely Street, basically. That,
oh,
that
I see
vibe.
That. I see.
Yeah, where they just like stand there and sing with their mics. So they always have to have one of those songs just to
they added in there
calm
for sure.
Like, you know,
yeah,
catch their breath.
Oh my God, they need to catch their breath for sure. Because like, if you ever watch them live, like literally, they're like nonstop. Mm-hmm. Like their choreo is crazy, and it's just nonstop energy. Even the not even for them to catch a breath, but like for the audience
to fucking
breathe.
Like, breathe.
Like, I feel like every time, like it's just nonstop. And then when they're finally doing a slow song, I'm like, oh, thank God! Like, everyone could sit down or like just take a sip of whatever drink you got, and man.
So they also released an Unveil teaser, which is like a preview of the music video for Leave. And it seems, because like when I was watching it, I was like, this seems very similar to like some of the other music videos that we've seen from Stray Kids. And then supposedly it is an MV that is a parallel universe to the music videos Oh, The View, Be Me, and On Track. So it's like, remember how we've talked about, like, they have a Stray Kids lore. They have a Stray Kids lore and, like, a Stray Kids universe, like how BTS has their universe kind of thing.
Right,
and TXT has their universe. So, like, yeah, Stray Kids has that also. There seems a little bit more confusing because it deals with like clones and like evil clones.
Oh, once you get to clones like and anything with cloning and anything with like time travel,
yes,
it's gonna be hard. Like story-wise, you'll just get lost.
BTS had that too.
Yeah, I know, time traveling. Yeah, I know, that's why it's always, it gets more complicated.
It's interesting, though. And then, so, like, they talked about this 2 years ago. It was on their step out at the beginning of the year, which is, like, their step out for each year is basically telling you what they're going to be releasing in that coming year. So, they released this for step out 2022 and 2023. It's Skiz Flicks.
Netflix, I think we talked about this.
Yes, we did. Flicks,
right? This sounds familiar because I'm like, what the fuck did you just
say? And it's finally coming out on November 3rd. Like, it's been 2 years, basically. And then Skiz Flicks is also going to be relating and tapping into the Stray Kids universe, but also, like, correlating with their real life. Like, them as Stray Kids. Which is kind of similar to, like, BTS. That's,
yeah. Right? It kind of is.
And then the Stray Kids law seems, why do I keep saying it like that? Stray Kids lore.
The lore, Haley. The
lore seems to narrow down to the members not being able to live without each other, and no matter what universe or lifetime they're in, they will always find each other. This is also very similar to BTS. Like
that sounds super similar.
That's totally fine. Really similar. But then that's the concept that they want. Basically, like, to show, like, their friendship. They're not just, like, eight random members put together. They're like soulmates. Exactly. And so, like, that's what it revolves around. So that's releasing on November 3rd, I think, on their YouTube. So I'm looking forward to it because it's been a long time. Stays have been waiting. They're like, did they forget about Skiz Flicks again? Because they forgot about it last year. But I think it's because, like, it depends on when they're releasing certain albums and what songs are coming out. Because, like, Leave correlates with Skiz Flicks. So it's basically going to be, Leave MV is supposed to be the sequel to Skiz Flicks. So, right. Even their music videos are it's like, gonna related all be
connected.
Back to them.
Yeah, everything's connected.
And then one last thing, because we had talked about Genshin and Bangchan last week.
Yes.
He was obsessed with this character called Risley because it looks like Bangchan.
In his what version?
His
Mama or something?
Mama 2020 outfit.
Yes.
And Felix basically told Bangchan to play because it looks like him. So he did. He pulled for him. He used money. And he said that he got him to C6, which is fucking crazy.
Oh, shit. C6. So, he's a whale.
Obviously.
He's a whale. You had to pay.
Because, like, he obviously, in that same night or, like, those same hour that he downloaded it, he bought whatever package it was to get the Primo Gems, pulled for Risley, and then, of course, because he hasn't played yet to gain any gems, like, gems is, like, the currency that you need to pull for these different characters, he'd have to have bought, like,
1,000%.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, you can get super lucky, sure, but
yeah, but you need Primo usually, Gems.
You still need to buy the currency.
Exactly.
And if you get lucky, it's like winning the fucking lottery.
Yeah.
If you get up something up to C6. When Haley says C6, you have to pull this character 7 times.
Yes, but in that 7 times, you're not guaranteed it.
Exactly. So it's gonna.
Takes a long time. He spent sometimes. Money.
And but the thing is, like, I tried out the trial for Risley, and he's pretty cool. I like. Yeah. I always like
Catalyst
users, and because I stopped playing Genshin for a while. Like, I play more, obviously, a lot of Star Rail.
Yeah, me too.
And the thing is, I've always been waiting for, I know they had that one guy who's a Catalyst, like, physical, like, he's, like, does physical attacks, but it's Catalyst.
Anemo?
Are you okay?
Anemo? The wind guy.
Anemo. Did you say amino? Amino acids? Is that what you're thinking of, Haley? It's not amino acids, okay? It's Anemo. So, yeah, there's that guy. But then he wasn't even a 5-star. But now now we get a 5-star character that's freaking Ice, because I love Ice, because I love Ayaka. She's my girl. Mm-hmm. She's my main. And he looks like Bangchan. So you win. It's a super win-win.
That's honestly the only reason I started playing again. I freaking went through the whole desert last night, and I was getting so annoyed because I was like, man, this is taking forever to go open all these like fucking waypoints and stuff just to get to Fontaine. And I haven't even met him yet. I'm just in Fontaine, so like, fuck.
I am downloading Genshin Impact right now on my phone. Right now, I just went to the App Store.
Oh my god, you're
going to
hate
this.
It.
I'm worried to see how much space it's going to take up. I cleared up space for like our, you know, we're going to see Stacy and then we're going to see Le Seraphim. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to check my space.
But then the thing
is,
I cleared
up a few. I have 110 gigabytes.
He's still stuck in the chasm.
And?
Have fun, because that was the worst.
I'm just going to pull. I'm live in the in that chasm forever.
No, you have to go to Fontaine, because I heard that like a lot of people are enjoying it. Because a lot of people didn't like Sumeru, and then like that whole desert area. To be honest, they should have just like not made that desert area so fucking huge. It's humongous, and they added a second part
to it. That desert area, like from what I saw and looked like, it reminds me of the desert area in Diablo.
Except
it seems the Diablo one actually seems smaller because this desert thing looks crazy big. The one in
why did they have to add more to it? Couldn't they just have done like a small desert and then Fontaine?
Because they want you to get to your lowest load and pick you up when you hit Fontaine.
I just skipped that whole fucking section. I'm just gonna do the storyline in Fontaine now so I can meet Feng Chan.
Oh my god, I'm still in the chasm.
Okay, that's it. I'm done.
So, with that said, thank you very much, everyone, for joining us. Again, this is the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you will listen to us talking about a lot of K-pop stuff, get some news and updates on the K-pop community and the K-pop world. Haley, where can they check us out and what can they do and what will you be doing?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand podcast, where I will hopefully be I have to upload those Vegemite videos of Hani and Danielle.
And it's been almost...
a year.
A year.
No, this was in January.
We're getting close.
10 months.
It's almost November. Yeah, we're getting hella close.
I gotta do it before the year ends.
So, no, you're gonna do it before this week ends. So thank you very much, everyone, for joining us. As always, wherever you are in the world, take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.